Okay, our friends. So we are reading through the Lego Jurassic World 5-Minute Stories book. We now, I think this is the fourth story. Let's check. What are we on here? We did that one, that one, that one. Yeah, this is the fourth story in the book. It's called Real Treasure. And of course, these are from the film. The characters are from the films, but the story was based on the story by Margaret Wang. And it is read today by Mommy and
Philip.
So let's see what these Lego characters in Jurassic World are all about, shall we? Mm-hmm. Okay. Just the person I was looking for, Owen said, pulling up to the Jurassic World Innovation Center in his truck. Let me guess, you were out in the field observing the baryonyx and you somehow fell and Red and Blue had to rescue you, Claire said, not looking up from her important paperwork. Something like that was always happening at Jurassic World. Hey, I don't fall. I'm a dedicated animal behaviorist who sometimes gets a little too close to these incredible creatures and their lethal tails. And it was an ankylosaurus this time.
Who's red? I don't know who is, but who's red?
It must be another one of his dinosaurs.
No, he only has blue. Blue, Echo Delta.
Beta?
No, Beta's blues.
Oh, right. I don't know what all of his names of his raptors are, but maybe Red is like the name of another kind of dinosaur, like a Triceratops or something. Let's see if they tell us. Let's keep reading. Claire had a way of giving Owen a hard time, even when he had good news to share, but he wouldn't let her spoil his excitement. I came to tell you that when I was near the volcano, I found a treasure. Claire looked up in surprise. This was also the kind of thing that happened at Jurassic World all the time, but that didn't make it any less exciting. Not far from Owen and Claire, a pair of ears twitched at the word treasure. Hiding behind a park map was St. John Prescott, fortune finder for hire. His last quest for hidden gold on Isla Nublar had ended in failure. But his decision to secretly return and finish what he had started now seemed to be paying off a whole lot earlier than he'd expected. I've never seen anything like it, Owen continued. I mean, in real life, of course. St. John snickered. Of course you haven't. You're not a real treasure hunter like me. St. John hushed himself so he could listen to the rest of the conversation. What is it? Claire asked, getting more animated by the moment. Wait, don't tell me. We'd better get Mr. Masrani. I'm so excited I could hug you.
No, don't hug me,
Owen shouted. Claire froze, and Owen explained.
That ankylosaurus's tail got a decent swing at me a few days ago, and everything still hurts.
Hug me later. Claire lightly patted Owen on the back. Still, this is very good news. Treasure on the island. That makes me think of Treasure Island. Owen and Claire ran to find Mr. Masrani. St. John watched Owen, Claire, and Mr. Masrani, Red and Blue. Oh, Red's his dog.
Jinx.
Oh.
Red's his dog. Mommy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is. Now we can see in the picture that Blue is the dinosaur raptor and Red is his dog. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. St. John watched Owen, Claire, Mr. Masrani, Red, and Blue load into Owen's truck and take off. He then collected his hidden motorcycle and mapped out a discreet route to the volcano. He was sure he could beat them there. And then all he would have to do was grab the treasure and slip quietly away. It was a perfect plan. Comfortably riding the motorcycle, he imagined how stealing the treasure from Jurassic World would make him famous among treasure hunters. All the great treasure hunters are really ruthless plunderers. This adventure will be known as St. John Prescott and the Wonder Plunder. He laughed at the thought as he rode the winding road through the jungle, which it looks like is very bumpy because it's full of rocks.
How come it's...
I'm guessing because he's going over all those rocks, don't you think? St. John was so deep in his merry daydreams that he hadn't noticed the triceratops blocking his path. Looking up, he braced himself for impact. Out of the way! Suddenly, St. John felt himself turning upside down in the air. The triceratops had locked horns with his motorbike and sent the treasure hunter flying into a nearby swamp. Ridiculous three-horned rhino! Slowing me down! You should have stayed a fossil! He yelled, at least my hat and bag are dry. Turning around, he could see bubbles rising to the surface as his motorcycle sank into the murky water. He held his hat over his heart and said, "This wretched island may have claimed you, good motorcycle, but I will claim its treasures in the name of St. John Prescott." The treasure hunter decided to have a snack under a leafy jungle tree before continuing on foot. Stealing treasure was hard work, and he needed to keep his strength up. Before he could take a bite, he heard a noise. He spotted a pair of Compsognathus eyes in the bushes opposite him. Suddenly, he was surrounded by a herd of chicken-sized dinosaurs. "You cheeky chickens wouldn't hurt me, would ya?" St. John said calmly. "You just want a bite of my sandwich." The Compsognathus herd pounced. St. John scrambled up the tree. "Okay, so maybe you wanted more than my sandwich, but that's all you're getting."
One of those creatures?
Mm-hmm, the Compies?
Yeah, they're called Compies.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. They're kind of dangerous, aren't they?
Compsognathus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He threw down his lunch, hoping to distract the small dinosaurs, but they kept their eyes on him. Looking around for a way out of his predicament, he spotted a pteranodon nest in his tree. "If I can make it to the nest, I can wait for the mom to fly in," St. John thought. "Then I can hop on just like that Owen Grady guy does. Piece of cake."
Oh, is it a piece of cake?
No.
As luck would have it, the nest's owner was just returning. St. John flapped his arms and pretended to be a baby pteranodon. "Squawk! Squawk! I make a great pteranodon," the treasure hunter thought proudly to himself. Instead of landing, the mother pteranodon swooped up and grabbed the intruder and then dropped him mid-air. St. John's freefall screaming was interrupted by a thud as he miraculously landed in the back of Owen's truck.
"Is this part of the surprise?" Mr. Masrani asked as he turned around to look at St. John.
Owen's dog, Red, see if we waited, it would have explained it, doggone, barked suspiciously at the treasure hunter. Claire watched the pteranodon fly back to her nest.
Like this.
Mm-hmm. "You've got a lot of nerve coming to Isla Nublar again. Weren't you arrested after the last time you tried to steal treasure from us?"
"Who, me?" St. John said. "I have no idea what you're talking about. My name is Winging and Despot. I'm out here because I lost a golf ball and it's some... my favorite golf ball. Can't live without it."
"Golfing among the dinosaurs, eh?" Mr. Masrani said.
"Now that is a good idea," he thought.
"You're not fooling anyone," Claire said to St. John.
"Red and Blue will guard Mr. Despot," Owen said, smirking at the intruder as he stopped the truck. "And I'll take you to the treasure now, Mr. Masrani."
"Goody," Mr. Masrani said. "I love treasure.
as much as I love good ideas, like golfing with dinosaurs.
St. John watched as Owen reached down to the ground, brushed away some soil, and then held up a shiny new dinosaur egg.
An egg?
St. John shouted. I locked horns with a rhino dino, was almost eaten alive by some chicken-sized dinos, and then airjacked by a flying lizard for what? For an egg?
Hey, this is a real dinosaur nest with a real dinosaur egg, Owen explained. A treasure for Jurassic World. It means the dinosaurs are adopting the eggs from the lab. We'll get to observe how dinosaurs rear their young.
And that is priceless, Claire added. St. John grumbled and looked away. That was no treasure.
I'm going back to the visitor center,
St. John announced, hoping to get away. Maybe there was still something valuable to be found on this island.
You're coming with us, unless you want to be adopted.
Claire pointed at the big pteranodon circling above them. I think she's looking for her treasure. Owen and Claire burst out laughing. St. John jumped back into the truck and hid under a blanket. He poked his head out just long enough to say,
Fine, let's go. I've had enough treasure for one day.
And I'm guessing they probably took him back, do you think? Mm-hmm. And then put him in jail because he's a thief. Mm-hmm. Maybe? I don't know. We'll see. Any way you look at it, friends, that is...
The end.
The end. Anything else you want to say?
I'll be going to run some of the story tomorrow.
Me too.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.